make a transition, talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that's food. Of course, 2017 is upon us, and it is sort of the winter blahs time. We're past the holidays, you know, and I guess we have Valentine's Day coming up, but this is the time of the year where you really want to get out on a Saturday and go try a new restaurant or go to one of your old favorites. And this is, you know, we've got restaurant week coming up here, and what better way to do that than to sort of preview what 2017 has in store for us in studio. This is exciting. Adasha Townsend, she's been on the show before, but we've done it by phone. She's a food and drink expert, also the editor at gochicago.about.com. Adasha, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you too, Justin. Haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It's always great. It's always fun to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about 20. I know it doesn't really work this way in the sense that, you know, food continues, especially the restaurant industry. But if you were going to think about a trend to sort of forecast for 2017 when it comes to restaurants and food, what would it be?
I would say one of the biggest trends is vegetables, and not saying that everybody's going to become a vegetarian, but I feel like vegetables are really becoming the star. You know, you look at places like Bad Hunter.
Yeah.
You look at places like Honey's. You look at that's also in the West Loop. You look at places like Dos Urban Cantina, and they're using vegetables in a way that we've never seen before. They're grilling them, and they're just putting all these great sauces and seasons. I mean, they're really making them the
star.
And
it's not just for vegetarians.
I mean, I just went to Baptiste and Bottle, and I had Red Snapper, and the vegetables were like everywhere, and it was just like a nice sized portion of the fish, but the vegetables, the fennel, and just beautiful portions and just beautiful colors of vegetables, really big this year.
Sounds a lot like when I get out the old crock pot, you know, drop in the stew. I
lots
can do
of flavor.
Five or six different vegetables, just mm-hmm. how I roll, you know. Yeah, I saw this. I see the sign, the Bad Hunter sign, and I know it. So is that a straight up, that's a vegetarian? Are we seeing a trend in trying to go in that direction where we see restaurants that are totally devoted to meatless experience?
Well, Bad Hunter is not vegetarian.
Oh, not?
Again, it's vegetarian folk. I mean, it's vegetable focused, but they still have a lot of meat on the menu. It's just that they're, like I said, they're making the vegetable the star, and they're just really paying attention to it. The meat is kind of like the side. I know that sounds weird, but I mean, these presentations of the vegetables and the garnishes, which are all edible, they're just glorious and beautiful, and they're flavorful. You just want to eat them up, even if you're not a big vegetable person.
And that's a departure. I mean, if you think about, mm-hmm. you know, even here on Michigan Avenue, you got Purple Pig or what they've done for years at Publican now.
And all the steakhouses.
It's an emphasis on meat. I mean, that's really the go-to for Chicago. I mean, it's the meat and potatoes, right?
Yes.
So there we go. All right. So what, I mean, I'm thinking about, I mean, the restaurant week is coming up and mm-hmm. people are going to get an opportunity when restaurant week is essentially an opportunity to sample a lot of different places for cheaper than it usually is, right?
Right. $33 for to $44 for three courses. Some people are throwing in a cocktail and a dessert, depending on the restaurant, especially the newer restaurants. But they're like 350 participants. It's January 27th through February 9th. And like you said, it's the dead of winter. It brings people into restaurants that they may not have gone to, or they may have forgotten about, or there's that restaurant that's kind of expensive. You want to try it out before you really try it out. This is a good way. This is a good way of doing it. And it's in Chicago and the suburbs. So, I mean, I love Restaurant Week for that week for that reason. And there's so many new places like Eden and the West Loop District. I mean, the West District. West Lake District. It's like kind of like
Lake
a new
District.
Area.
All right, where's that? Like Lake Street?
Yes, it's on Lake Street, and it's closer to Damon, and it's about 5 minutes away from United Center. But places like that's brand new. I know I just said vegetables are a huge star, but I really love this new place, Eden, which opened at the end of the year, because they have this. They have this braised duck lasagna on the menu, and it's just so different, and it's a huge portion of it. They have a lot of vegetables in it, too, because they have mustard greens at the bottom. But that's, again, part of that trend I was telling you about.
Well, I mean, there's been so much in the city about the West Loop. I mean, this has been where mm-hmm. all the restaurants, I mean, you even see, you know, every single – it seems like every day there's a new place that's being torn down and something else is coming up. Is that going to continue in 2017 where you see more restaurants go over there? Or are there other pockets of the city that might sort of lay claim to a restaurant row?
It's going to continue to explode because Google, as you know, is over there, and there's going to be a couple of more hotels that come over there. When the McDonald's corporation moves over there, where Harpo used to be. So not only is there an explosion of employees moving over there, but also a lot of residences. So we're going to see more and more. There are at least 8 new places within the next 6 months. We're going to see
Come on, it's a big city.
Yes, it is a big city.
Spread out.
That's what I say. But at least all the concepts are different. Most of them are locally owned. There are not a lot of chain restaurants, which I'm seeing a lot of opening within the last 2 years. But that is a very hot area. But also, Lincoln Square has been rocking hot right now, especially with like the 6 that opened last year. They're expect a couple of new cocktail lounges. I've been hearing like some rumblings of that happening this year, as well as some other local restaurateurs. Because like I've said before on some other shows, because the chefs don't live, most chefs and bartenders don't live downtown.
Yeah, right.
They live in real neighborhoods, and they want to start, you know, they want those kind of places that they can get downtown in their own neighborhoods. So you're starting to see more of those chefy influence restaurants and mixology bars in neighborhoods you've never seen before. So we're going to see a lot of that this year.
That's interesting because, you know, and I would assume that the West Loop will run into a rent problem at some point where like, all the buildings that are coming in there and all the places, if you want to start a restaurant, it's not going to be fiscally possible. You're going to have to find other places in the city
to do it. It is getting oversaturated. I agree.
So, all right, let's talk about, let's take a break. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Adasha Townsend, in-studio food and drink expert, also the editor at gochicago.about.com. We'll continue the conversation because I want to get into, you know, what can we expect from out? I mean, we do the food part, but also the drinks part. Like, is 2017 going to be another sort of frothy drink year?
Oh,
or are
no.
we talking wine? Like, what's it going to be? Craft beer? There's a lot going on in Chicago. We'll get to all of it here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Adasha Townsend in studio, food and drink expert, editor at gochicago.about.com. We're talking about 2017, the year in food. A little bit of drink, too. 2016 saw the end of some classic and famous restaurants in Chicago. Some restaurants got put to bed, which is a bummer.
Yeah, one of my favorite restaurants, which has been around for so long, I mean, before our parents were born, the Cape Cod Room the Drake Hotel. The last night for that place was December 31st. It was really sad to see it go.
Yeah.
I mean, classic seafood.
The joke I made was that's the place that you meet your new grandpa.
Oh.
You know, when... Grandma's got the new boy and then brings it around and you go to Cape Cod Room. These are great scallops. It's nice to meet you, Harry. That was Cape Cod Room for me. Anyway, other restaurants too, not just Cape Cod Room. That one got a lot of play. Like, I was surprised that like by New Year's, like it felt like before the New Year's celebration shows took off, it was like 5-minute packages on the Cape Cod Room and the end of an era.
It truly was the end of an era, as was the Parthenon in Greektown. That was a whole sad closing. What happened there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there was another Greek restaurant in that area that closed as well not too long ago. And you wonder about the strength of Greektown, because Greektown has the museum that's there, which is great and brand new. And also, you know, some you'll see some relics in some stores, but it's really based on those restaurants. You know, people know Greektown for those restaurants, and you don't want to see – there's still some amazing restaurants there, but you don't want to see restaurants close because that really is – people know Greek. I mean, I would even say Chicagoans know Greektown more than the West Loop. I mean, if you say Greektown, everyone knows where that's at.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
So that was a big loss, yeah.
There was also Rose Angelis, we talked about on the break. I mean, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because that's a great restaurant. I like that. It was an Italian restaurant buried back at Wrightwood, or
yes.
One of those is back by DePaul in Lincoln Park, and it was the go-to first date, or I would say second date.
Second,
you had a good first date, and you're like, I'm going to step my game up a little bit for some creamy ravioli. I'm going to roll. But it was always packed. You'd go across the way, and you'd go to the bar, and they'd call you. It was kind of, I just remember, and it's funny because I turned to my wife, I was like, oh, that place is, I can't believe that place is closing. And I'm like, yeah, but I haven't been there in like 10 years, you know. I mean, I think it serves a purpose for every Chicagoan for a little bit.
Same thing with Vivo. Vivo. Remember Vivo?
Yeah.
I can't believe that one closed.
That closed? I didn't even know that closed.
That closed, I think it closed sometime in the summer.
You know, it's interesting because that restaurant was one of the original West Loop restaurants. That Marché, there was Red Light. Red Light was right next door. But those were like the original West Loop restaurants where when you said, oh, this is an actual restaurant row.
Mm-hmm.
Those, and you see little remnants and relics of that in the West Loop, but those are all Vivo's one of the last ones.
That was the last. That's a bummer. That was the last one. Mm-hmm. Everything else is new.
Everything. Ugh.
And Salpicon.
Well, Salpicon's gone.
Mm-hmm. Salpicon closed about a month ago.
Hmm.
Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Very traditional, very good restaurant in Old Town. It's been there almost 30 years.
Man, I got to pay attention to my old restaurants. I don't pay attention to these. There's going to be a time where I'm going to turn into my dad, who's just like, oh yeah, that's where I remember that restaurant. Where'd that restaurant go? Every time he comes to town, that's what he does. Aww. He says, oh, take a little dad. That used to be a Woolworths. And I'm like, yeah, all right, Dad. All right.
The upside, though, with these closings is that Arun's was scheduled to close, but then he decided that he's going to keep it open. The famous Thai restaurant.
Yep, on Irving and Kedzie?
I believe so.
Somewhere in that area.
Right, exactly. But he decided to reconcept it, but, you know, keep kind of the general premise of it. But the fact that he's not closing is a really good thing.
They had the Arun's, he has another Thai restaurant that's part of the Thai Town experience that was being made up in that area. And it was on Check Please.
Yes.
And I was like, and they said it's a fan, whoever introduced it was Arun's. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And the one guy who sounds like, man, I didn't really like it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? First off, you don't know anything about anything. I haven't even seen the restaurant. I just see the food. I'm like, get out of here. It's a room. You're out. We're revoking your Chicago card that you did not like a project of Arun's anyway. Okay, so let's get past this sadness and talk about the openings. What are some of the things that might be coming to Chicago or have opened here in Chicago 2017?
Well, one of the big ones that's going to happen is the guys from Boca, who own Girl and the Goat and GT Fish and Oyster and Prime and Swift and Sons. They're opening, they haven't named the restaurant yet, but they are opening a new restaurant in the Viceroy Hotel in the Gold Coast. And that's going to open sometime in the late summer, but definitely expect a new concept from them. They haven't named the chef or anything like that, but they've been talking about that for about a year, but it is definitely set in stone. It was where the Cedar Hotel was, where that whole Melvin B's situation
used to be. How often does a group like Boca open a restaurant? It feels like every day they have two or three a year.
It used to be once a year. It seems like now it's that group and One-Off Hospitality, which owns Blackbird.
Yeah, and Republican. Blackbird. Yeah.
They're starting to open about one or two a year.
Wow. And does Boca venture out of River North / we see them in the West Loop River North, and then they do hit Lincoln Park. But are we seeing any of those companies moving to Logan Square, moving to Albany Park, like trying things on the outskirts of town?
I don't think so, because they have certain price points and they have a certain audience, and I think that that's their comfort zone. They're going to stay in those areas, as well as the One-Off Hospitality guys, even though they have Wicker Park with Big Star and Violet Hour. I think maybe there's a possibility that I could see them doing something in Logan Square. I could definitely see that. Or someplace like Avondale. I could see them open a Big Star type place there. But the Boca guys, I can't see it.
How about for Rogers Park, for Pete? Pete lives in Rogers Park. They never go up there.
I know. What's up with that?
Yeah, come on. Pete, you got to get some political clout.
I haven't seen any of the restaurant groups open up. I mean, that is some new territory that needs to be explored.
Yeah. Some competition for the old Heartland
Cafe. And
there's
money up there. There's lots of money up there. Evanston, right across the border. Yeah. You know, Alpena went up there to Evanston this year. Yeah. I mean, well, last year, so... some people are starting to move north, further north. Everything is in downtown.
Okay, so let's talk about, the other opening that I really enjoyed, I was mentioning in the break, I went to One Fun, which is Austin Baker's restaurant, the Chinese restaurant in the West Loop. I went there this weekend because he's going to be on the show next week. And it is so good. And he was the chef at Au Cheval.
Right.
Who launched Brendan Sodikoff's restaurant there. And then he went to Bar Marta in Humboldt Park to launch that great restaurant. And now he's at One Fun with this experience. But the best part is they have an upstairs bar. And this is a trend, Ardasha, I'm confused. So the West Loop, I've known it for years.
Okay.
And there's been great restaurants, but there hasn't really been a party scene there. You know, there'll be restaurants, and you'll have the Girl and the Goats where you're like, okay, but there's not dance clubs. And I mean, you go north, maybe Lake Street, like the more traditional sort of club. But not only do you go upstairs, they have a bar. They have a dim sum and a bar, and they have karaoke, and it's hopping. That's where you can tell, like, that's where people are going at night. And then I went to a rum bar, which is at, and I forgot the name of it, it's at Halstead and Randolph, just east.
Ronero?
Yeah, Ronero.
Yes.
And we went in there, and I was like, I just want to get a drink. I was like, oh, rum bar. I was in Vegas. Like, I'll have any kind of rum. And we went upstairs, and the place was jammed. Jumping. It was just shoulder to shoulder with people doing dance club stuff.
Right.
And I was like, this is like, it's almost like the river northifying of the West Loop. Like, it's coming, it's moving west.
It's coming. There's also Booze Box, which is underneath Sushi Doku, which has been down there for a couple of years. There's Izakaza under the Momotaro. That's pretty jumping. And I just heard last week that Grange Burger Bar, they have an upstairs cocktail lounge. It's supposed to be jumping. It hasn't jumped off yet, but they're planning to get in on that action.
Everybody wants another jump in action.
Because they know that it's getting younger and younger over there. And, you know, after the restaurant scene, people want to hang out and stay in the River North West Loop area.
I felt so old.
So why not take advantage of that?
I felt so old.
It was a really young crowd?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, it was Saturday. I was out with some friends, and it was probably 10 o'clock. And by that time, I'm usually in, right? That's, you know, getting myself ready. And I was like walking in every bar, was like shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
Like trying, I was like, what is happening here? Like, I was like, anyway.
Really young people are moving in the neighborhood because of Google, like I said, and there's some other tech companies moving in that area. And so the residents are getting younger and younger.
Is it going to draw the crowd that's here on Hubbard Street?
Oh, they're not going anywhere. No, because I was at disco on Saturday and I had one drink and had to get out of there. It was so crowded in there.
is right here in River North, right along Hubbard Street. I mean, the Rockets and the Paris clubs, and that's all staying there.
Oh yeah, they're safe.
Chicago is getting so. I mean, when you talk about these areas, the West Loop or right here, I mean, this is a unprecedented. In the sense that there are so many different areas of the city that are just popping right now that are so popular, right?
Yeah, and don't forget about Logan Square. That's pretty popping too. And there's a new bar in that area. It used to be in an old Bonnie space, and that's a new 4 a.m. bar. There's like four other cocktail lounges that are catering to 20-somethings, as well as sports lounges and late-night dance clubs moving into Logan Square that have never been there before, because there haven't been places for 20-somethings to go to like really let loose.
What's your favorite of the neighborhoods we just said? Like, if you had it right now, if you're like, okay, this Saturday I'm going to one of the neighborhoods to partake, would it be Logan Square? Would it be Hubbard Street? Would it be an old-timer like Viagra Triangle, or are you going West Loop? What's your name?
I'd have to say Logan Square, and, you know, I have to be honest, because I live in that neighborhood, so if I had to travel too far to, like, really have a good time, that's a good thing.
That's a place to be?
Yeah, because I can jump around.
It's great to have you here. Thanks for being in
so
studio.
Much.
This is great. Ardasha Townsend, a food drink expert, also the editor at gochicago.about.com, talking about the trends, talking about restaurants here in 2017. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Justin. Happy New Year!